At its meetings, the Georgia World Congress Center Authorities Board talks about and votes on new stadium developments. Those meetings are open to the public. William Perry is Common Cause Georgia's executive director.
The public can come to their meetings if they want to and listen in, but don't really have the opportunity to give input or even speak before the board.
The Falcons and the authority can legally negotiate the deal in private, but Perry argues talks should be public.
If you're not going to hear from the public, then you ought not to use the public's money.
Under the deal, about $300 million in hotel-motel tax revenue would help pay off the stadium's billion-dollar construction loan. To get the loan, the state will have to raise the Congress Center's credit limit. Perry will ask lawmakers to say no.
Until the Falcons and the Georgia World Congress Center do a better job engaging the public and showing that this is a worthwhile investment of public money.
On the other side, the Georgia World Congress Center Authority will lobby for state approval. Jennifer LeMaster is an authority spokeswoman.
We're simply providing factual information to legislators so that they understand that the deal that we've crafted is in the best interest of the authority and of the state and the citizens of Georgia.
The Falcons would pay about $700 million of the new stadium's cost. LeMaster says the authority and its board don't take public input lightly.
Because this isn't a city council meeting and there isn't a public forum for people to stand up and give speeches or testimonies, doesn't mean that public comment isn't being received.
The stadium would be built near Atlanta's Vine City and English Avenue neighborhoods. LeMaster says the Congress Center has been talking to neighborhood planning groups, churches, and others. Charles Edwards, WABE News.